This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's one of my favorite times of the year, and as we unintentionally talked about yesterday, not because my birthday was yesterday, but because this time of year is also when you get the chance to purchase those fantastic Girl Scout cookies. So we're going to talk about that and some other things the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois are doing in this region, here specifically the Galesburg area. Mara Warner is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Girl Scouts, and she is on the line right now. Mara, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you because, well, again, as I just, you know, blew my cover, I really like the Girl Scout cookies. I'm not going to lie.
You know, it's my favorite time of year as well. They're pretty good treats, but I also love to see the girls learning business skills. You know, as somebody who was a Girl Scout and now is able to work for Girl Scouts, it's really cool to see girls kind of take those first steps to find confidence and really step outside their comfort zone.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that first, because I would imagine that while we all like the cookies and whatnot, that's probably the most important part of what you're trying to do here by selling them, right?
Yes, yeah. I see a lot of people make the joke that when you buy a whole case of cookies, you're supporting young female entrepreneurs. You're not just buying them. So your chocolate fix there. So what I would say is that it's kind of that first step for girls to step outside their comfort zone and learn some essential life skills. For a lot of girls, this is going to be, you know, that first time that they talk to maybe someone they don't know at a cookie booth, like make eye contact. They'll work on managing their sales, tracking those numbers, thanking customers. That's a big thing, kind of those tried and true life skills. But what I think is really cool in our program as well is we are always trying to update it for what business requires today. So girls have the ability to sell online. You know, they're marketing their business through social media. They have apps that they can track their sales on. So it's just a very cool program for girls to learn business skills.
Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, like even when I was in Boy Scouts, you know, you sell those items door to door. And while I imagine you'd like to see that being able to utilize social media and the web and things like that really, really plays to the skills that young people really need these days, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's still girls that sell door-to-door. We really encourage that face-to-face connection.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous skill for girls to have. And the cookie booths, those are pretty famous. Those will be back at the end of February, where girls will be outside of local businesses. So that kind of has that face-to-face communication. But really, today's business world requires the digital skills. You know, girls have to know about social media, learning how to reach out through email with their digital cookie sales, and then, you know, shipping, things like that. Whatever we can do to provide those skills so girls can stay up with the trends of today.
So if you can't wait until February when the Girl Scouts will be out at almost any business you can think of selling those cookies, sales otherwise start here in just about a week, right?
Yeah. So January 18th, the sales launch, girls will be taking orders. They'll be taking orders for roughly a month. So you can put down for, hey, I need my Thin Mints that I get every single year. and then the cookies will actually arrive in later February. So then you'll get your order, and then girls will also be out filling up booths. I know I always place those like initial orders with girls, and then by the time March rolls around, I've eaten all my cookies. So I have to go find a booth and purchase some more.
Or you forgot that you put a couple of boxes of Thin Mints in the freezer, and you think you're out, but you're not really.
Yes, yeah. And you know what? Yeah, I've done that before. And what's kind of cool is we have a booth locator. So if you can't
awesome.
Wait for your Thin Mints to thaw outside of the freezer, you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you where there's a nearby booth.
That's fantastic.
So if you're like, I don't really want to wait that hour, you can just hop over to Walmart and purchase some cookies.
There you go. When you order online, as you were talking about, does that directly affect or help a particular Girl Scout when you do that, or how does that work?
Yeah. So what happens is girls set up their own kind of store profile, and they email their customers. So you'll receive a link from a girl that you know personally, mm-hmm. and then you can put in what your order is, and you can actually choose whether you want her to deliver those cookies or if you just want the cookies right away, and you can pay for shipping. But if you kind of want to get around that shipping charge, you can ask for her to deliver those cookies, and all of those sales are going to stay directly with her.
That's fantastic. So what do we have this year? I know that there's been talk about some new flavors of Girl Scout cookies, but some of those might not be in this area. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's kind of a fun fact that there's two bakers that make the Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. And so that new gluten-free cookie that kind of looks like a chocolate chip cookie, that is actually with the other baker.
Oh.
But people should not fret. We have a gluten-free cookie. It's the Toffee-tastic. And I know a lot of people who actually order those who don't even kind of need that gluten-free. They don't have that gluten sensitivity because it's a really good cookie. So if you're looking for that, we have a Toffee-tastic. But this year we have 8 flavors. We have that traditional thin mint. The tagalongs are so good. Samoas, those are our, top 3 sellers. But the s'mores cookie that was introduced a couple years ago,
yeah,
stayed in the lineup. I think that's kind of, me personally, has become my new favorite cookie, is the s'mores one.
Do you still have the peanut butter sandwich cookies, though? That's my favorite.
Yes. We do have the Do-si-dos.
Thank God.
Yes. I do not think those are going away. Those are kind of part of that traditional lineup. And then the trefoils are that shortbread cookie.
Yeah.
And then Savannah Smiles are the lemon cookie for people who kind of want that fruit taste.
The Do-si-dos are the perfect ones to dunk in milk, but that's just my opinion.
that's a good tip.
So I know there was something else you wanted to mention, but before we do that, once again, one more time, why don't you tell folks, again, the particulars of when sales start and how they can get their hands on some of those fantastic cookies.
Yeah, so sales will launch on January 18th, and they will be girls will be selling cookies through March 24th. So you have a good amount of time to order your cookies, but you got to make sure you find a Girl Scout in that window. If you know a Girl Scout, she's going to be coming around with her order card throughout the month of January, and then cookies will arrive in February. So you've got that kind of winter month to order your cookies.
Yeah, well, I'm still on my winter weight, too. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. We've talked about how cookie sales help develop skills that girls and youth everywhere need these days. Another way you're doing that, another skill set, that is in the STEM fields, as we've talked about before. And there's something you say coming up soon in this area that'll help that.
Yeah, so STEM is one of our focuses in the Girl Scout program, and we actually launched a variety of new STEM badges, ranging from, mechanical engineering to robotics.
Wow.
Space science badges. It's just been really neat to see unfold, and the girls are so excited. Girls are very, very interested in STEM, and typically women are underrepresented in those STEM fields, so
yeah.
I'm really hopeful to see all these young girls today. They're so excited about STEM. And so we will be actually hosting an event on February 23rd at Carl Sandburg College, and it's called RoboU. It's going to be focused on robotics and engineering skills. One of the cool activities is going to be programming Lego bricks.
Wow.
And then they're going to test them on a course. I know kids love Legos, so we'll have that at the event. And any girl is welcome to come. The age range is kindergarten through grade 12.
Fantastic.
It's a really big age range, but we're going to kind of divide up the event for kind of pairing girls with those skills for their age level. You know, what a kindergartner can do and then what a girl in high school can do are very different. And we have lots of volunteers coming out from the STEM field to help them really advance their skills.
Very good. That's fantastic. We've talked a number of times with some 4-H groups here, not to mention a competitor of sorts, but with the robotics and the Lego leagues and things like that are out there, this is the perfect time to start introducing these things, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Kids are so interested in the STEM field, and I feel like the younger they can get introduced to those skills, the better. Any girl in grade K through 12 is invited to our event. You can just go to girlscoutstoday.org And then we have a little tab called Activities, and you can search for that event in Galesburg that's coming up. And we'd love to have lots of girls come to that.
Absolutely. And we'll have a link to that event soon on WGIL.com's community events page as well. And I'm sure we'll probably talk to you a little closer to the event as well. Anything else I'm forgetting, Mara?
No, I mean, I think we covered all the topics. You know, the cookies are back, and it teaches girls great skills. One thing I will mention is we are accepting cookie donations for the military again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So maybe you want to support that Girl Scout in your life, but you maybe don't want the cookies around in your house. you can order a box, and it will go to the military.
That way you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a win-win. You're supporting girls. You're supporting the military. It's a great program.
Darn right. Okay. Mara Warner, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, which covers this area. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for all you and the Girl Scouts do for this region.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.